Now, continuing coverage of the historic SCOTUS decision to overturn Roe v. Wade on KTAR News. Here's more with Arizona's Morning News.
So yeah, it's been almost a week since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Arizonans who are either pro-life or pro-choice have been sitting around going, okay, well, where does this leave us? And the Attorney General weighed in yesterday. Jamie just mentioned this, released a conclusion yesterday stating that pre-statehood abortion ban passed in 1901 is the law of the land. This law only allows abortions when it saves a mother's life. And everyone had been waiting to hear whether this 1901 law, known officially as ARS 13-3603, will or will not be repealed by a law that was signed by the legislature. Signed by governor, but it passed this past legislative session with the number 1164. And just remember that number because it's going to come into play here in just a second. That makes it a crime for a doctor to perform an abortion after 15 weeks. But there's something specifically in that law that addresses the 1901 law. And so Valley attorney and KTAR host Barry Markson says that really this was the right call on Attorney General Mark Brnovich's part. No matter how you feel about abortion, it was the right legal dispassionate call.
What the writers of 1164 said, though, is they put in there specifically that it does not repeal that statute, which is true. So if you go by just how it reads, I think the Attorney General's interpretation is likely correct.
Okay, so that remember 1164, that was the one that was passed in this last legislative session that the governor signed and goes into effect 90 days after. But it says specifically in there, it does not preempt the 1901 law, which was signed when we were still a territory. And it made illegal advertising, causing, or performing abortions anywhere in Arizona. It also, by the way, regulated the advertisement and accessibility of abortion services and contraceptives. Now, in 65, the U.S. Supreme Court had a case that legalized contraception for married couples. In 72, there was a Supreme Court case that basically legalized access to contraception for unmarried people. So that stuff was done away with. And then, of course, in 1973, the Supreme Court made abortion legal across the United States with Roe v. Wade. But now that we're going back to the 1901 law, what does this actually mean for prosecutors? Because the Attorney General typically is not someone who prosecutes. He stands up for the state of Arizona in court, you know. It's the prosecutors, the county prosecutors, who are the ones. And we asked Rachel Mitchell, the interim Maricopa County attorney, whether she'll be charging and prosecuting women who get an abortion or doctors who perform one.
This is an extremely difficult issue. It is extremely emotional. My role is to enforce the law and to look at cases as they come to me.
She basically said it's going to be kind of prosecutorial discretion. And if it was, you know, and that's something that, you know, we've respected in this country for a long time, you know, because, you know, let's say, for instance, a woman is going to be prosecuted for having an abortion, but says, hey, I did this to save my life. You know, you can maybe there's some wiggle room there. Right. It's like, well, what do you mean by saving your life? Right. So I don't think. What Mark
Physically
Brnovich
or
did yesterday.
Figuratively, right?
Right, right. And I don't know what Mark Brnovich said yesterday really makes things that clear for anybody. But once again, a lot of lawyers are saying, yeah, it's the right call based simply on what we're reading legally here. So more on this later. It's 6:48 now.